But you never heard of, what about one that sticks to the seed? Now, a peach, a clear stone is a peach that the meat comes apart from real easily.
It stick to the, let me see the name. I know it, dude. I don't know. I know what it is, but I know. You know, crap, people you eat and see some meat till on that.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. What do you call beans that are eaten in the pods? In other words, you know, your wife sometimes fixes beans and the beans themselves are still in the little green covering that you pick them off the vine in. What do you call beans when they're eaten in pods like that, in the actual green covering?
I call them bunch beans.
Bunch beans?
Well, I call them.
Do you ever call them green beans?
Yeah, but I call them out stick.
Now, what's the difference between bunch beans and green beans?
That's more.
What is the difference?
I tell you, old bunch beans, you cook it in the steam bed like a bean, but you get some bunch beans. I mean, something on the line, you cook that real down. All them beans.
But do you ever use the term green beans?
Green beans.
Yeah.
All green.
All of them green. Well, what different names for beans do you have then?
Oh, we got change to the one, those ain't it, baby.
You talking to me?
Huh?
You talking to me?
Well, change to the one got a little bush bean. You know a little bush in there, real fast. And get four of them bigger wheel, I mean, for them.
Now, you eat those with them still inside the little things that they, you know, when you pick up well.
Kentucky bean.
Sometimes you find a bean like that, and your wife will cut it up.
Yeah.
In little bits and pieces like that.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of a bean do you call that?
I call that a Kentucky.
A Kentucky bean.
Mm-hmm. One long.
All right. Do you ever think? What about snap beans? You ever heard of snap beans? If you haven't, just say so.
No, I don't.
All right. I mean, you know. What I don't want you to do is if it doesn't strike you as being familiar right off the bat, then don't worry about it, because that's what I want, is the things that you use ordinarily. What do you call those large, flat, yellowish beans that you don't eat in the pods now?
How about it?
Look like that.
I don't know it.
I bet your wife knows it.
Betty?
I'd like
to
go to sleep.
What about a flat bean? That's a butter bean, ain't it?
All right, that's what I was looking for. Yeah,
butter bean, but you said nothing of that kind.
What now? I was asking you another question then. You know, the large flat bean. All right. Do you have any other names for similar? What about lima beans? You ever heard of those?
Yeah, I used to.
Well, what's the difference between lima beans and butter beans? Is there?
Butter beans the best.
Butter beans are the best?
Yeah. I like butter beans. I don't like to have some limas.
What do you call, this is another question, what do you call the edible, the tops of turnips and beets and stuff like that you can eat? You cook them with a little bit of fat back and you can eat. What do you call those?
Turnip greens. We got to put on there.
They're good, too.
Yeah, they're right.
What do you call corn eaten on the cob?
I call it roasted. I got a feel and put it in the bark and I eat up the cob.
Yeah, that's good, too.
Yeah, it is.
You know all about this food.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's the question, right?
All right, now this is going to be some words that have to do with animals that you see around.